Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. Today we're in the Psalms. So if you would turn to Psalm 45, after prayer, I will be reading Psalm 45 through Psalm 47, giving some devotional thoughts along the way, some application at the end for myself, and then encourage you to do the same, and I will close in prayer. Father, I'm so grateful for your word, and I'm so grateful for the Psalms that these psalmists, David, the sons of Korah, that the psalmists share their heart. They point us to you. They remind us of our own frailties. And they give us permission, Father, to emote as well, to share with you exactly what's going on in our lives. So look forward to this, Father, and pray that you help my help me through your Spirit to see what you've written down and how it is supposed to affect my life today. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 45. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace since God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your side, you mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously in the cause of truth, humility, and justice. Let your right hand achieve awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From palaces adorned with ivory, the music of the strings makes you glad. Daughters of kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir. I'll pause here just a moment. The superscription or the title, for example, given before the psalm that was added. These are not the inspired words of God, but Psalm 45 says, "For the director of music to the tune of lilies of the sons of Korah, a maskil, a wedding song." All right, so that gives you a little bit of a maybe context of what we're reading here. Going to go to verse 8. Daughters of kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir. All right, continue verse 10. Listen, daughter, and pay careful attention. Forget your people and your father's house. Let the king be enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The city of Tyre will come with a gift. People of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions follow her, those brought to be with her. Led in with joy and gladness, they enter the palace of the king. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory throughout all generations. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. That's the end of Psalm 45. And what sticks out to me is just the connection between the king, this incredible celebration of a wedding, but of God's blessing and the fact that God, whose throne lasts forever, is also establishing the kingdom of David. At least that is the throne that that God had put his blessing on. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Pause there at the end of Psalm 46. This is a psalm I use often in hospitals, nursing homes, or when I'm just visiting someone who might be struggling at the time, especially with physical things. And it is certainly appropriate in these days of COVID-19. I'll probably be coming back to this. Psalm 47. "Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved." I am fumbling with my pages here, so be patient. We're in verse 5 now of Psalm 47. "God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted." And that's the end of Psalm 47 and our reading for this morning. So, as you can tell, the Psalms sometimes go very quickly. So you have to take some time to think about them, meditate on them. And there are a couple takeaways for me this morning. First, I guess this is Psalm 46. Just the comfort that it gives. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. So whether it's COVID-19 or something else going on in our lives, relationally, physically, spiritually, financially, job-related, whatever it may be, that we would consider trouble, God is there, our refuge and our strength. And I guess the verse that's my favorite that I share with others is verse 10. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." That's the first verse that myself and our Next Step discipleship guys this year memorized. And it's a great verse to remember. God's saying to us in whatever circumstances we may be in, "Be still and know that I am God." It's really all about him. And then Psalm 47 is awesome because the sons of Korah go right into really praising God. You know, clap your hands. Shout for joy, sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, because he is King over all the earth. So sing him a psalm of praise. So take away today, be still and know that I am God. And sing praises to God because of who he is in whatever circumstances we're in. So take some moments to consider these psalms. And take some time to pray. And then take this with you today. Father, thank you for your word. I thank you, Father, that you say to me, even today, be still and know that I am God. So I will choose to be at rest today, Father. I will choose to be at peace because of who you are. And I will give you praise and worship because of who you are. In Jesus' name. Amen.